8:18 on Connect FM. It's your morning connection for a Wednesday, and it's midweek chat time. Every other week, we get to have one of these midweek chats with Shirley DeRouge. Shirley is the executive director of Downtown Du Bois Inc. Hi, Shirley.
Hello, how are you?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
Wonderful.
Great. You've been a frequent guest here in the studio the last couple of weeks. We had our midweek chat 2 weeks ago, and then you got to be the special guest on Contact with Pat Shea this past Thursday, and here you are again.
I know. I feel like a regular.
Yeah. You're going to take over the morning connection pretty soon here.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
didn't mean to scare you. Hey, here's something that's not too scary. The farmer's market rolling on in downtown Du Bois. I know it's one of your favorites, and
it sure is.
It's becoming a favorite of many people, I'm sure. And we want to talk about it a little more in depth today because we are in the middle of what has been designated National Farmers Markets Week. And that's pretty neat, isn't it?
It is pretty neat. I love it. I love that, you know, there's that recognition of the importance of farmers markets, you know, keeping local produce and all of that local and available to the residents.
Yeah, and that designation is coming down from the U.S. Department of Agriculture, and we're going to have a special program from the USDA here in just a little bit, probably within the next half hour, so be listening for that. But let's talk about the Du Bois Farmers Market especially. Mm-hmm. Remind our listeners about when it happens, where it happens, your strong encouragement of when the best time to show up is, all that good stuff.
Yes, our downtown Farmers Market takes place every Saturday between the last Saturday in June and the first Saturday in October. So this year it's June 28th to October 4th. Mm-hmm. Right now we're at the height of the season where all the really good produce is available.
The harvests are starting.
Yes, yes. And you'll start seeing corn and, you know, items like that. But we also have jams and jellies, honey, local honey. Mm-hmm. There is a gentleman that mushrooms and all sorts of things that can be used and made with mushrooms, baked goods, a butcher, a meat butcher brings his stuff. There's just a variety of local produce and just baked goods and just available to the residents here in the downtown or surrounding area, whole community. But that is every Saturday from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. And I do advise getting there early because I learned the hard way by showing up at 10 o'clock and all the good stuff was picked over. There was just, you know, remnants.
Yeah, well, that happens, you know. And ever since you've given that encouragement on a past midweek chat that we had, I always make sure when I'm plugging the farmer's market, I always say, as Shirley DeRouge says, get there at 8 o'clock.
So. You will want to get there early. Trust me. Like I said, I learned the hard way and I went and I'm like, oh, and even Hans, our market manager, was like, you missed all the good stuff. And I was like, I guess so.
Oh, no. Well, so it's a very appropriate week to encourage our listeners. If you haven't been, you know, to the farmer's market in Du Bois, get out there this week. Saturday morning looks like it's going to be great weather-wise.
Yes, it's supposed to be beautiful. Yeah, so it'll be the perfect day.
It will be. And I know we started the year with some rough Saturday mornings, the last few have been pretty nice.
Yes, they've been lovely. Yeah. So, and this weekend is looking to be just exceptionally lovely as well.
So. All right. So get out there. Get there early. And you'll get the best the best pick of what is there at the farmer's market. Okay, let's move on a little bit here, Shirley, and talk about some upcoming events on the map here as we've turned the corner into August and we're looking ahead to September and the fall season. We've got grapes and hops to think about. We also have the light pole decorating contest. Yes. So fill us in on those.
So the Scarecrow Light Pole Decorating Contest, this is our second annual one. Last year was a lot of fun. Had a lot of great entries. Mm-hmm. Very creative. The creative minds in this town is just phenomenal. It covers the light poles on West Long Avenue. We started at Brady Street and made it to High Street. Now our goal this year is to make it to George Street.
Oh, good.
So we're hoping to have more entries. Yes.
That's good.
And just have just a very, festive looking downtown for the fall. And those will then be up in time and voting for our Jammin' on Jard and our Grapes and Hops tour.
Oh, yeah.
So we have two fun events coming up here in September. Our first Jammin' on Jard, and that is Friday, September 19th from 3 p.m. to 8 p.m. And we have all sorts of things. We're going to have the inflatables from Invictus. Bingo will be held at the Avenue West.
Mm-hmm.
We have Spudsy's Fry vendor coming, and food and music will be at the Public House. We're having Steel City Mobile Mini Golf. Great. Like, we have all sorts of things for everybody this year, and it's just a family fun event. And then the following night is our annual, and I forget how many years now, it's been in the making for I think like 12, 13 years, our Grapes and Hops.
Yeah. That is fantastic. And all of that just in the next couple of months coming up.
A lot.
So something to be excited about. Here's something else that we encourage everyone who is listening to get excited about. And it's the campaign you are currently in the midst of. And that is Downtown Matters. Yes. I like that title because downtown does matter.
It truly does. Every downtown in every community is the center hub of activity and business and just engagement with the community. And, our downtown truly does matter between the visitors, the residents, the, business owners, just everybody. It benefits everybody in the community. And,
sure does.
We have done little projects, little things over the years, and right now we are in the beginning phases of three major projects. In order to do those projects, we need the community support, and that's what we're asking for, is the community support to donate towards these projects. With our designation, capital campaigns, a portion of that goes towards salary, administrative cost, etc.
Yeah.
With us, with our designation will cover my salary and the large portion of our overhead costs. So all the funds that are being donated to this go directly
to the projects. Yeah. That's exciting.
So, it is exciting.
Yeah.
And we're excited to transform our downtown into that energetic hub of activity.
Yeah.
But again, we can't do it without the community support.
Yeah.
So that's what we're asking for.
So I guess what we can ask is for folks to catch the vision and check it out. Check out what those three projects are and how it will improve and further beautify downtown Dubois. They can check it out on your website, Shirley, and also your Facebook site, right?
Yes, on both. You can find them on both. Our website is downtowndubois.com and Facebook is at Downtown Dubois PA.
All right, fantastic. Well, Shirley, we've spent a little extra time together for our midweek chat, but it's deserving because of it being this special farmers market week. And we thank you for all the information and all the hard work you do for Dubois.
Great. Thank you so much.
Uh-huh.